This is 3D, up close and personal.
I'm David.
I'm Danielle.
I'm Daryl.
Today, the episode is number 7, Older Men with Younger Women, Part 1.
First thing to appear, an older guy, he like a younger woman, they'd be attractive, you know, she might be shapely. Everything is tight. The body breaks down over a period of years.
Men are typically seeking out a younger mate. I remember reading one article that says that a middle-aged guy is looking for someone 60 years junior or 8 years. I saw another formula that said that the lower limit should be half of the age plus 10. Men are typically looking for someone maybe 6 to 8 years their junior if they're a middle-aged guy. I saw another formula that says that a middle-aged guy can cut his chronological age in half by 50% and add 10 years, and that's the age of the woman that he's looking for.
If he's 50, then his age in half, which makes him 25, and make him 35.
That's pretty accurate. I have dated a woman 20 years old. I would say my most typical demographic of choice is right around mid-30s.
My personal opinion, I guess, was probably similar to other women. Women are not as visual as men are, be completely honest with you. As long as you have good hygiene, you take care of yourself to a certain extent. I don't think that it's the looks that attracts a younger woman to an older man. It's honestly, it's more of a sense of them knowing themselves, sense of security, maturity. They've probably more established. And they have already sowed those wild oats, so they're not going to be running around playing a bunch of games for the most part. A woman really doesn't feel secure in a relationship. It's not really a good relationship. I think overall, it's just a sense of security that an older man brings, more so than somebody maybe closer to their age.
I heard that men, the mind is not mature as women as fast. So if a guy is 30 years old, they say mentally he may be 25. In the worst case scenario, 20 years old.
Life experiences can definitely make a difference.
You dated older men, so you have experience with this, correct?
Yeah, I can say that.
There's nothing wrong with that. People should have a variety. They can see the balance of younger and older and maybe same age relationships.
If possible.
It's like one out of many people where somebody meets one person. They say, I'm stuck for life. Like Forrest Gump, I'm going to get Jimmy. Some people just fixated on one person. One person got the art, no matter what. We're going to keep moving on with this show. Knowledge and education. Now, older guy, he would have more experience. He might be educated. You know, he may be a doctor, a lawyer, or he just CEO. Or, you know, he may just have some life experiences. He just knows some stuff, and he can educate the woman. And I think the woman would be receptive if it's, like, demanding, like, they talk to him like they're the daddy. The woman said, hey, what you want to be? You want to be my dad? You want to be my boyfriend?
I can tell you women that are younger than their, you know, respective mate. I keep hearing from some of the female friends that I have and from some of the people that I've dated is that women in this position, they are looking for a gentleman that they feel like they can follow in terms of leadership. They're looking for someone that they can or look up to in kind of in the sense that you just described, girl. Okay. So when it comes to that, if it's not that they're looking for their mate to be more educated, they're looking for their mate to be knowledgeable, even if it's not necessarily formal education, even if it's street smarts.
I can understand that. What we had mentioned earlier, it really kind of boils down to a younger woman would get with an older man that have your ducks in the road to potato.
Fine, man.
I totally agree. I think that's really all it boils down to at the end of the day. I don't really think it matters about knowledge, education, unless it's just somebody that's a scholar of some sort. Honestly, most of the things I'm saying online.
Number one, financial.
Yes.
Your viewpoint, you think that's important too?
Yeah.
He's really confident. No man's without finances, the damn you saying so.
Oh, that's good.
What about him? A younger woman would want a man that even though okay, if he's 50, he doesn't look 50. He doesn't look broke down. He doesn't look like an old man where she can end up being this caregiver in a short period of time.
Oh, no, not the hospice husband.
I hear a lot of these older women telling these younger women to do what you want to do, but you will end up taking care of him by the time you're 30, 40 years old. Because what if she's 20 and he's 50 and he's not in good health? So in 10, 15 years, she can be in her 30s.
In this day, they things are so unpredictable. We may get sick and she leaves an eye dry.
Looks like you got to listen to your mate.
May I have your attention, please?
You can tell whether or not you've been working out or if you're looking good. I mean, you can tell by the way a younger woman will call her mate. If she look at you and she go, ooh, dad. Or if she look at you and go, daddy. That's a lot about how you doing.
I said a t-shirt will say this one time, ooh, your daddy. The sugar daddy could be financial.
younger woman, older guy. Since you mentioned health, I want to make sure we mention at least something about appearance, too. I know I'm not by myself. Sometimes us older guys, we're going through this, I hate to use the word midlife crisis, but I don't know what else to call it.
And
we really start checking out our appearance, and we become one of our worst critics when it comes to maintaining personal fitness. You cannot do anything to fight against by the time. Some of us, we struggle with this midlife crisis of it's great. And then I listen to my female friends. They actually like the way the gray looks on a guy. It's like, what a contrast. The same thing that we're trying to fight against. That's like an attractive element.
I think the gray is sexy.
Yeah, to some women, not all. The ones that you've been dealing with and accepting with a maturing process, that's good for you.
Years ago, I was dating a younger woman. And I said, you know, I don't know if she really likes me. And the guy said, she just might want an OG. What you mean, OGs? I said, original gangster? Original generation? He said, no, older guy. There's multiple definitions to the act.
Absolutely. What about cohabitation? A guy 50 and a woman 20, they call that like a May-December romance. She's blossoming now because basically the body's still regenerating to about 25 years old. And at 50, he's breaking down. He done done all this party. He's like a Netflix and chill, and she still might want to go out, have a girl's night out. I guess it's really up to the couple at hand, how they cohabitate and how they get along with the age gap.
You're attracted to a younger generation, or at least a half a generation younger, but that younger generation just seems to have maybe just a little bit more flair for activity than the older generation that seem to be attracted to her. That is kind of a contrast or sometimes a conflict.
See, the older guy needs to understand from my viewpoint that the younger woman, she's still living life. So she's 20.
But she really hasn't had a lot of life experiences.
So she might want to venture out a little bit more. She's coming home, but she wants a party a little bit.
I got a party. I'll be back. Give me a kiss.
That's what the love and trust comes in. He has to accept that, okay, she goes out. And, you know, Thursday night she goes out. Friday night she goes out. And she comes back home.
No, that's serious. That's serious.
Make a commitment that when she comes home, they have a relation.
Hey, that's a good idea.
So I'm waiting up for you, baby. I can't sleep without you. And then everything's better. I'm not in my feelings because you went out without me. I don't know what you're doing out. Make me feel better. Cook me breakfast in the morning.
Are you ready for breakfast, honey? I fixed everything you like.
I don't think that's a relationship. You got people that's just going all night and not coming back home.
But when they come back home, that's our request. You know, you don't always get what you want, no matter what the age of persons in the relationship. Now, I know they got pills and they have that wave therapy. However, that's important because a younger woman, she's going to want to say, hey, if I'm going to deal with you, you got to rock my world.
A younger woman is very performance driven. Older guys, we have to just be really having to push into higher fitness level.
Give me one more
energy. And because that younger woman that you're attracted to, she's in some of her experience of some of her peak years.
You going to take me to the mountaintop, baby?
If he wants her to stay, he may be rich.
But if he's not putting it down, I mean, she's like, okay, I'm here. I like the money, but I like him too. He treats me good, but I feel a void in our relationship.
It's so cold in this bed. Turn the heat up. Hold me.
That is actually a big point that you mentioned. I've seen definitely have a higher libido than older men.
I heard the world's greatest doctor say libido. You know, that'd be a cool little rap song. Libido. You don't hear me though. Libido. But you don't hear me though. You don't hear me though.
Danielle, I know I digress. Please forgive me.
You really digress. You really digress, Dara.
Libido.
Yeah, it just sounds like that's really an issue because if it seems like the man is not giving them a lot of intimacy, he's spending more time doing other things, then it can lead to jealousy, suspicion, conflicts, and excessive control.
And insecurity, just dadgum boredom, you know? I heard a guy, he married a woman, he was 60 and she was 40, and they was having relations and they got married.
A month after the honeymoon,
she come home from work and she was feeling some kind of way. And she said, come on. He said, I'm tired. I mean, he was so tired, he couldn't say, I'm tired. He said, I'm tired.
So they broke up.
For me and I said, don't be saying, I'm tired.
Drink the Red Bulls. Drink some coffee.
They can catch me up here.
I heard a saying, if you take the woman to the mountaintop, she'll be back to climb with you again.
Mm. It's a lousy love out there. I've heard stories of guys in younger, older relationship where the guys are kicking me. That was cool, babe, wasn't it? She said,
no.
Then he done, he roll over. And she all like, I mean, I don't know, maybe every time in your relationship, they knocked it out the park. My personal experience, I've been with women. It was time I went bleak.
Why climb the mountain if you can't get to the mountaintop, to the climax, if you can understand?
If they can't get a climax, it's a waste of time.
Well, actually, a lot of women ain't climaxing, but that's another episode for another day.
Oh, my goodness.
81% of women do not orgasm from intercourse alone.
I've got to keep it moving. Marriage, marrying a younger woman, it can be cool.
But things need to be in order, or it's going to be some rough patches in the departments of...
It's intimacy, finance, children. Sometimes the older guy brings some children to the relationship. The young lady might not have no children. This guy might have a couple kids. Instant family just had mom.
I don't see an exact number. Scientists or psychologists or whatever believe that an age gap from 5 to 7 years, is it can be a good age. Yeah, for a relationship. Anything more than that, 20 years is way too much. And 10 to 15 could be have vastly different life experiences. So, I mean, in the beginning, when everything's all hot and new, yeah, I'm sure it's probably great. But once y'all really get to know each other, see that you're from basically two different planets, I don't know how long that's going to last, unless they're like one of them's old soul. I think it's more so just about the age gap. It's not really a sex thing. It's more so like, come on, like we try to talk about conversation. I'm talking to my 20 years older than me. They're going to be reflecting on stuff from stuff before I was even born.
That's cool. As long as we can bring it up to date. History is history. He can't stay in 1970.
I used to wear platform shoes and big old hats. Shirts with big collars. Man, it was dang.
0 to 3 year age gaps are the best age gaps.
0 to 3? Okay.
Oh, that's no fun, man. I don't want
any. I'm gonna strike my last statement.
That was episode 7, Older Men with Younger Women, part 1. Come back next week for episode 8, Older Man with Younger Women, part 2.
I'm David.
I'm Danielle.
And I'm Daryl.
3D Up Close and Personal, the relationship podcast with a new episode every Thursday. You can find 3D Up Close and Personal wherever you find your podcast and is produced by
Parks Media Group, PMG 2024, all rights reserved.
And additional music provided by Yumi Multimedia LLC, 2024, all rights reserved.
Like and subscribe.
And share.